Hello, everybody. Here we go again with another episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. We bring you fun, interesting information in the world of hypnosis and related items. And gosh, we try to give you something you can use right away in your next session. Let's see, if you're watching me now anywhere but www.calbanyan.com, you want to go there now so that you can look down there underneath this video to get the links and other information that supports this program. So, Celeste, how's it going with you?
Well, Cal, I am having so much fun with my new mug that someone sent me in the mail. And what I like about it is it says Certified Hypnosis Pro, so when I hold it up and drink my coffee, everyone knows that I'm a Certified Hypnosis Pro. But then on the other side, it also says Certified Hypnosis Pro, so I sort of have a positive suggestion for myself going at all times. Thank you for my mug.
You're welcome. At first I thought you were talking about you had some plastic surgery or something and you got a new mug.
No, not that kind of mug. This nice big mug with coffee.
Well, the secret is probably about 95% of the people that tune in this place like this show they tune in just to see you anyway, so they don't want you to change your mug.
Well, I don't know what to say about that, but I find that hard to believe.
Hey, tell them what we're going to do with that mug.
This mug. Oh, I'm so excited. We are going to start giving some of these away to you. So if you have a comment or a question for Ask Cal, if we put something that you say on the phone, if we put something that you say on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett, we may just give you one of these mugs for free because we're gonna just start giving them away.
All right, that's right. Hey, you guys, as you look at this, you'll see that it's a little bit different than the one I've had in the past because it used to be white on the inside, and this one's a nice navy blue. And we've never really talked too much about it because we've been out of them for a long time. And so send in your questions, and if we use them here on the program, we'll send you a mug. And if you can't wait, you can get them on www.hypnosis.org. All right, let's see. I want to make some more announcements. I want to give a shout out to everyone on the Banyan Hypnosis Center sponsored hypnosis groups on Yahoo. We have really a worldwide community. We've got the Asia Pacific group that we sponsor, the Marketing Hypnosis group, the Hypnosis and Spirit, and Speedy Inductions and Talk About Hypnosis. We sponsor all those different groups and moderate them so that everybody's nice. And also, in a previous blog entry, right below this one on calbanyan.com, there's a link where you can join in on the conversation and that kind of stuff. And Celeste is quite busy on those groups too, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Cal. And you know what? When you do a shout out, that reminds me of radio broadcasting. That means one of these days we're going to have to also send a song out to everybody. And I know you play the guitar. So when are you going to play the guitar on our show?
I do not play guitar.
I thought you played guitar.
I play bass.
Okay, you play bass.
Actually, I have my bass here. You want to see it?
Yes, please.
Well, actually, it's a miniaturized version of it. Oh, I didn't have it handy here because I didn't know you're going to bring it up. But my bass looks just like this.
A miniature one.
Yeah, you'll see it when you get on.
That's a little tiny toy.
It is a Fender Jazz Bass. This is a 4-string in the model that I'm holding up, and mine is a 5-string. And actually, I have a few basses. And
I still say if you're going to do a shout-out, you got to send a song. So let's hear it.
No. those are not the rules on our program, Celeste.
Oh, darn it.
Hey, well, a couple more shout-outs here. The hypnosis way is hello to our 5-pathers in Asia group and our 5-pathers in the UK group, which is kind of a European group too. Hi to all you guys. And I know the UK group has a study group where they're going through the Banyan Online Supervision CDs. And how's your study group going there, Celeste?
It's going great. And I want to say hello to my study group. Hi, everybody. And everybody at the 5-path message board and everybody at our hypnospace.com and everybody in the UK and all over the world that tune in. Thanks for tuning in to Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc.
Hey, boy, you can talk fast.
You know what, Cal? This big mug holds a lot of coffee, and I am really buzzing.
All right.
My thoughts are tripping over my tongue.
Oh, That's an interesting visual. Anyway, let's go on to some more announcements. You got anything else you want to announce, Celeste?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I'll tell you what. Last week, we announced the new Secret Project, which is an affiliate program, and it's just been an avalanche of hypnosis professionals and other people that want to, increase their income have been registering. And let me say, I have a couple notes about that. If you want to find out more about that, all you got to do is go to www.hypnosis.org/.
I'm trying to say it with you. I thought that would be cool. Go ahead.
Hypnosis money. How does that sound?
Yes, hypnosis.
Hypnosis money, like all one word. So it goes like this, hypnosis.org/hypnosis money. And it'll get everybody all the details they need about the affiliate program to make some money. I mean, I think it's a good deal. And we have just set up a support group for that, where I can help everyone get the most out of the program. And that's going to be at www.hypnosisorgaffiliates, all one word, hypnosisorgaffiliates.ourhypnospace.com. And those are good examples of the kind of links we put down here underneath the video.
I can't believe you're doing a support group when all they have to do is cut and paste a link.
How's that worked for you so far?
Well, I made about $500. I went to the site, I copied the link, I put it in an email and sent it to somebody who was looking for hypnosis training, and boom, I made $500 or thereabout.
Win, win, win.
Yes.
See, you won because you made like $400 or $500. And the person won because he found a course that he wanted to go to. And our instructor won because our instructor has a student in their class that they wouldn't otherwise have had. So that's the way it works, is you want to find ways where everybody wins.
You know, it took me all of 10 seconds to make $500. I'm sure not going to complain about it.
Gosh, how much is that a minute?
I don't know. Where's my handy calculator? I'll be working on this. You keep talking.
Somebody all around the world. People are hitting their calculators to see if they can beat you to the punch. All right, let's see. Anything else on my clipboard here? Check out website hypnosiscenter.com and thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. Oh, yeah, on the Secret Language of Feelings, I just posted my latest episode, which is an audio blog, and it's my latest on how to lose weight without feeling deprived. So it's about how to work with those emotions and know when you're hungry and when you're not and all that kind of stuff. All right, Celeste, let's see. Is there anything else on your program for today?
I'm thinking this is about $3,000. I'm terrible with math, though. That'd be $3,000 an hour. Other stuff on the program. You know, last time we met up, Cal.
Yes.
We started this whole 10 keys thing. We have so many keys for you for doing good hypnosis that we're jingling. And we worked on, let's see, what was it? The 10 keys to client preparation for successful sessions. We got all the way through to key number 7.
All right, what do you think if I just do a quick review?
Yes, please.
All right, I've got my quick review sheet here, and it says number 1, first contact through advertising. You've got to do that right, because doing it wrongly, it helps no one, because it destroys their confidence. First impression of your location should be safe and clean, in line with your professional theme. Number 3, first impression of your office should be clean, organized, appropriate degrees and certificates on the wall, professional books in sight. Furnishings should be in line with the theme. Number 4, first meeting and personal appearance, dress in line with your theme. Impeccable cleanliness and hygiene is a must. Then number 5 was hypnosis pre-talk. The video, I prefer a video version. I think that you should dress a little bit nicer in your video version. For example, if you work in a white shirt and tie like I do, throw on a sport coat, a jacket, or be in a suit when you do your video. Cite references such as American Medical Association and the British Medical Association. Oh, recently on the groups, someone was saying, "Oh no, the American Medical Association retracted their initial approval of hypnosis. Can I still have that in my brochures and all that kind of stuff? And I say, sure, you can still say that they approved it, and because they did. And still, if you go into, you start looking at medical information, psychological information, you'll find out that that many, many doctors stand behind the use of hypnosis, and it's growing all the time. So go ahead. In my opinion, you can still cite that the American Medical Association and the British Medical Association had approved hypnosis in the past. Mention that thousands of hours are done each year of hypnosis. Hypnosis is natural. Everyone's been in hypnosis. You are awake all the time. You'll remember just about everything that goes on as much as you would in, you know, any other conversation. You can emerge from hypnosis anytime. Anyone of normal intelligence can be hypnotized if they want to be and if they're willing to follow instructions. It's not magic. It adds to your own effort. Number six, the pre-hypnosis interview. This is where you want to use positive, unconditional regard. You want to be, you want to get the information that's needed. You want to get a thumbnail sketch of the background of the problem. But when they tell you what the cause of the problem is, don't believe that. And then seven, that's where we kind of wrapped up last time. Determine exactly what they want to change and how they're willing to do that. And we talked about if you've got a vegetarian, you don't want to give them suggestions for going on the Atkins diet and stuff like that. And you can catch up by going back to our last couple of episodes and get all the details. What do you think of that, Celeste?
Cal, I think it sounds great. And I can't wait till we do one on the 10 keys to helping clients lose weight. Are we going to do that one?
We can do anything you want. You just write it up and we'll do it.
Okay, cool.
What we'll probably do next, let me see, I think I have a list over here somewhere, is we're going to do, just as a, you know, an advance notice for people who are wondering what we're going to do next, we're going to do 10 keys for doing direct suggestion right. And it's all the things that we can do to get, you know, the most out of doing our direct suggestion sessions. And then, after that, I'm thinking we're probably going to do 10 keys to doing age regression right. And then we're going to do, I mean, this is what I'm thinking we're going to do. And then after that will be 10 keys to doing forgiveness work. And then after that, 10 keys to being successful in parts work. And then we'll have kind of the overall general most important things you need to know to doing both basic and advanced work. And then we can start hitting some of these specialized things like, you know, weight loss or stop smoking or, you know, irrational fears and stuff like that. How's that sound?
Wow. This is just the best free training that anyone can get.
I know. I still get hate mail. People say, Cal. In fact, I got some hate mail today. But you can't please everybody. You just got to do what you think is right. And I think together, Celeste, you and I are doing a service to the profession.
All I want to know is about that hate mail you just mentioned. What happened? You can't say stuff like that and then be quiet about it.
Yeah, I do. You know, some people, they just don't like what we're doing. They say, Cal, you're giving away too much. And I say, you know, I don't think so. I think that we're giving out what needs to be given out. And if they don't like it, then, you know, they can just go, I don't know, bury their head in the sand or something.
Yeah, go be stingy.
Hey, I guess what I did? I haven't heard back from the NGH yet, but I sent off an email to Elsom Eldridge, and I suggested to him that we should do a live at the NGH convention, hypnosis, etc., with Celeste Hackett and Cal Banion. What do you think of that?
I can't believe you asked. I am so excited that you know I wanted this. Good.
I think this would be so fun.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say? You don't know yet.
I have not heard back yet. I think it would be fun. You know, we'll just do it as one of those one-hour freebies. And hey, you guys out there that are watching, if you'd like to be able to see Celeste and I together doing, you know, a show like this, you know, probably won't be recorded. I mean, it'll just be live for everyone that shows up. The NGH will let us record it. We'll do that. And you can come in and you can ask us some questions, and Celeste and I will do our best to answer them.
Wow. I think you and I will even like to be able to see each other face to face like that while we do this, because right now all I'm doing is looking into a camera and pretending like I can see you.
Yeah, that might be weird. We might not be able to do this when we're actually, within 500 miles of each other or something.
Talk about words tripping over my tongue.
All right. Let's get on with proceed to number 8. Does that sound all right with you?
Yeah, assessment for readiness for hypnosis.
All righty-o. So, you've done all these things, and now you think in your mind, I think I've covered everything. And so we come to number 8, which is assessment for readiness of hypnosis. And here I want you to do a very scientific kind of question. I want you to look at them. You get their whole body in view, the look on their face, the position of their body, and you'd say, hey, I think I have all I need. Would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And when you do that, you watch, not just listen. If they say, oh yes, I'd like to do that, and then they kind of curl up in a ball and start trembling, then obviously that is not, their actions are not consistent with what they're saying. What do you think about that, Celeste?
I think that you really got to watch for the little subtle things that they can do. Like you say, a little twitching, or maybe all of a sudden eyes kind of rolling around in their head, or maybe them getting physically tense. And then if they do something like that, then just ask them if they have any more questions. Because sometimes, they might nod their head, but the rest of their body is saying, no, no, no. And if that's the case, and you'll be able to pick up on it after you've done a few sessions, then you just need to back off a little bit and just see if there's any more questions you can answer.
That's right. I say you do like Columbo did back in those old TV shows, You kind of go, I feel like maybe there's something I haven't covered right or completely. Can you think of anything I should probably talk about that I haven't talked about yet? And give them that opening. And then once you've answered some more questions, then what you want to do is just do it again. You say, well, now I think we've covered it all. Would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And then you just watch again, and pretty soon they're going to say, yeah, I think I'm ready now. And don't make the mistake of saying, the exact wording is important. Would you like to do hypnosis with me now? Don't ask them, are you ready to do hypnosis with me now? If you ask them, are you ready to do hypnosis with me now? You're really asking them to make an assessment that they're not trained to make. You are asking them, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? And then when you watch how they respond verbally and physically, you make the assessment of whether or not they are ready. Anything you can add to that, Celeste?
Sometimes when they're kind of moving around uncomfortably, and they might just need to go to the restroom, so it's a good thing. It's a good idea is to ask them right before we get started, do you want to go to the restroom, or have you gone to the restroom, or even to say something like, do you have any questions for me? Another thing I like to say is there anything else I need to know about you before we get started? If I think that they're, maybe still a little nervous.
Yeah, I like to ask if they have any last words.
I know. I've seen you do that on video. And let me tell you, I think that's okay, Cal, but don't you make them nervous doing that?
I think it kind of breaks the ice, they know it's a joke, I'm not asking if they need a last meal or if they want a last cigarette or anything like that. Well, sometimes when they come in for stop smoking, I ask them if they want to have a last cigarette.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they find it funny, especially the last meal for the dieters.
Would you like a last hot fudge brownie sundae before we commence?
Well, the next one is set up any convincers. Are you ready to move on to that one, the ninth key?
Yes, I would. Now, when I get into the next 10 keys, which is about doing direct suggestion right, I'm going to go into convincers in a lot more detail. But one of my heroes in the profession is Don Mottin. And Don Mottin has just written so many great scripts. And one of the things that I like, and other people, I don't know where he got it. I don't know if he invented red, red, red or not, or if he invented, which is a great post-hypnotic suggestion, which I'm going to get into next episode, or if he invented the time distortion, the way he does it is really great. But what I like to do is if I'm going to use time distortion, in other words, check for a distortion of time from the session, I'll always tell the person before we do the hypnosis, I'll look at my watch and say, oh good, it's a good thing that we saved enough time to do the hypnosis. Most people are surprised to find out that the first session doesn't take very long. And so what that does is it creates an expectation of a short session.
Or
I look at my watch and I say, well, it's a good thing that it doesn't take very long for the first session. And what that does, it creates a mental expectation to have a very short session. There's this, in psychology, I think the proper title of it is primacy and recency. And it has to do with when someone goes through a series of things that they have to do or memorize, they tend to remember first and last of what they experience. So just before the session, I want to give them the suggestion that it's just going to be a few minutes, and then at the end of the session, I do a test for time distortion, and I'll explain that in more detail next time. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I love time distortion because it's one of the easiest convincers for clients to get. You know, most hypnotists are more or less afraid first starting off with getting eye lock. And red, 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 you don't find out about that till much later. But doing time distortion, as soon as the client emerges from hypnosis, all you have to do is ask them about how long they think that it took. And if you make sure you tell them before you put them into hypnosis, if you casually mention what time it is, they can be pretty wowed by how they've been able to distort time.
What's really good about time distortion, yeah, everything you said, and the fact that since they don't know that this test is occurring, then they don't resist against it, and they won't pretend. So it's kind of a nice test, because when they pass it, they're very convinced, because it wasn't something like with eye lock, they might go, well, I don't know if I really tried to open my eyes or if I tried more. But when you say, just off the top of your head, how many minutes do you think we spent doing hypnosis today? And they say 5 minutes, and you can show on the clock that it's been a half hour, they're very, very impressed.
The one thing you have to remember with time distortion, though, is make sure that before you even put them in hypnosis, that they see the time and they know what time it is, so that once they guess, they'll, you know, be able to see for themselves that they did get time distortion. So you, as the hypnotist, have to remember to look at the time and mention it.
That's right. I know when I first started using it, I put a little sign by the lamp, by where all my script books were and stuff, and I right on there it said, have them check the time, because I just had to get in the habit of doing that.
Yeah, it's almost fail-proof. It's just almost everybody gets time distortion.
Okay, Celeste, has almost got to wrap it up, so let me just get number 10 in here, and then we can wrap it up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Survey said, oh, wait, that's a different show. Number 10 is, it always get permission to touch your client if you intend to do so during the session, and to get that permission before you do the induction, because that shows that if someone thinks, oh, you touched them in an inappropriate way or without permission, and you want to get the permission to touch before you start hypnotizing them, so they can't say they were under your influence or anything like that. And I just very simply say in the session, if it's okay with you, I'd like to get your permission to touch your hand, your arm, your shoulder, and maybe even your forehead during the session. And gosh, better than 99% of the time, I get permission. If they wonder about that, I'll say, well, let me tell you why. And I'll tell them, during the session, I might lift up your hand to see how relaxed you are. Or I might touch on your shoulder as part of a technique, or touch you on the forehead to focus your attention. And then if in the very, very rare case where I don't get permission, well, then of course I just can't use those tools. And I'll put a little sticky note on the chair so I remember not to touch them. But on camera, and remember all of our sessions are videotaped, I will say I can only commence with this session if by accident I touch you, that you will not sue me, and instead you'll just remind me that you'd prefer not to be touched. And so I get that on camera, because you know, I've done thousands and thousands of sessions where I've touched the hand, the arm, the shoulder, and the forehead, and gosh, I might just do it out of habit. Anything you want to add to that, Celeste?
Nope, just that when I first started doing it, I was surprised at how people really didn't mind. They didn't care at all, and it's really been very helpful to doing very quick inductions. So it's nice. It's nice to be able to get the permission, and it's nice to be able to use it for various things, the ability to touch or the touching to get, you know, deepening or deepen the relaxation or just to lift up the elbow and drop it or rather the wrist and drop it to check for relaxation. So. Yeah, most people say yes, it's really no big deal, just ask, and most everyone, I've never had anyone say, please don't touch me, so.
Yeah, and you know, for me, I had to kind of get over it because my real professional training was in doing psychotherapy, and you really were taught not to touch our clients and that kind of thing, but thank you, Jerry Kine. His training kind of got me thinking about, I'd be missing out on a lot of tools. Gil Boyne also was very influential that way. He touches clients, and as I saw both these men work either live or video, I said, I want to be able to use those tools. I think they're very important. And so I got used to it. All right, Celeste, will you please wrap it up for us?
Yes, I'm Celeste Hackett. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. Don't forget to send in your questions and comments. You might get a free mug sent to you. It's Certified Hypnosis Pro if we mention you on the program. See you next time.
All right. Thank you very much, Celeste. This is Cal Banyan. And remember to go to www.calbanyan.com. And also make sure you go to hypnosis.org/hypnosismoney, and you can learn how to make more money in your hypnosis practice. With that, I put down my clipboard and say, Cal Banyan, signing out. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.